We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ranting with us will make you feel better than a lap dance. And we're free!
Bob and Jeff, the drive afternoons at 4 on KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me. Speaking
live version, let it be, my class song. All right, we are joined on the hotline by one Jonathan Fenwick, better known as Doc, frequent participant in the World Series of Faceoff back in the early day, three-time runner-up. He's in the field for the World Series of Faceoff Legends Tournament. It starts 3 weeks from today. One of the best trash talkers ever in this tournament. You still got it, Doc? You still got what it takes?
Before I say anything, let me just say to you and all your listeners, you're welcome. You are very welcome that I'm back.
For being back.
Years out, I did some traveling to find myself, and I actually became quite a good poet, and now I think I'm ready to get back in the World Series of Faceoff.
Well, we are happy to have you, no question about it. Now, there are some of the names that you'll remember from back in the day, and I'll give you names, and why don't you just tell me the first thing that comes to your mind when I mention these people. What about Jason Ault?
Class act, good guy, lucky.
There you go. Chris Dean, does that name mean anything to you?
Maybe in 1996.
There you go. Skinnerd Winiger.
That guy's still around?
He is. I don't know how, but yes, he is, and he's in this field.
All right. Well, that makes the field super classy.
And your most recent runner-up finish was in 2016 to an upstart by the name of Alan Gales. How'd you feel about Alan?
To be honest, he's the reason I took 3 years off. The guy gives me nightmares, and I sure hope he's on the other side of the bracket, Bob.
Well, it's a thrill to have you back, and as you said, our listeners owe you a great gratitude for deciding that you were going to participate.
I've been listening to you for 20 years, reading you for 40, man, so I'm happy to be a part of it. Everyone out there knows I'm just joking around. I'm giving nothing but love to all this tournament, and hopefully we can all get together and hang out when this thing's all over.
All right, Doc. We'll get with you soon and let you know about the bracket, okay?
All right. Much love, Bob. Take care, Jamie.
You too. There you go. And we hope to have the bracket finalized next week sometime, and we'll put that out on Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter at Bob Lutz, at JLutz82. At KFH Radio, at Jamin Anderson. I'm sure you'll retweet the...
Absolutely. I would, and I'm not saying this to influence the bracket in any way, but it would be an honor to face Doc.
Right out of the chute.
Well, I'm not saying in the first round even, but I hope to face Doc. It'd be great. It'd be fun.
Well,
again, if you lose to the trash-talking three-time runner-up, then you just tip your hat and move on.
Three-time runner-up. Got very close. Two times ousted by his nemesis, Jason Ault. Let's just be honest. There's no other way to put it.
Well, you could say, one could say Doc can't win the big one. I mean, that may be a criticism.
Now you're coming at Doc.
Well, when you're a three-time runner-up and a zero-time champion, you sort of might have that reputation. So I'm not coming at Doc. I just said it would be an honor to face Doc, but I'm just, you know, throwing that out there.
Well, it's going to be fun. Last year's winner, the defending champ, Andy Bartell, is in the field as well. All right, you got a little game you want to play.
Well,
and this goes back to my ability to conjure up uniform numbers of baseball players.
Out of nowhere.
Off the air, I did it for Alejandro Pena.
Somehow. Somehow.
I don't even understand it.
He hasn't pitched in the majors since, what, 94, you 96. Said? 96. Okay, so we're gonna quiz you on something you know and see how well you do. And I hope you do well, because you should
do well. Could ruin my...
It could ruin your cred if you don't.
It could.
No pressure.
We're gonna go to the 70 what, Cardinals?
No, 85. We're going 85.
Oh, the 85 Cardinals.
I'm going to toss you the softball. We're going to do the 85 Cardinals. If you can't get... a majority of 85, then your credit is shot.
I'll get most of the
85.
All right,
well, we're going to start with the obvious and the easy first, and we'll let you go from there. Ozzie Smith.
Number one.
Okay, so that was your easy pass to start with. Ozzie Smith was number one. Tom Herr.
Number 28.
That is also correct.
There's a lot of pressure here.
You're two for two, and now... In the pressure of the moment, I have lost my page, so I'm headed back there.
Well, that's too bad.
I'm going to give you one, and you're going to get it, and I'm not even going to have to look. Terry Pendleton.
Nine.
Okay, moving on. I haven't even looked because I trust you that much, but we're going to check that. We're going to fact check that here in a second. Vince Coleman.
Oh, my goodness. That's a little tougher.
Okay.
A little tougher.
Okay.
I'm rolling through right now. I've got it down to two numbers.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, oh, my God.
The pressure is mounting. The sweat beads are forming on the forehead.
I'm going to say 20. I'm good on that, right?
Uh-huh.
20. Let me visualize Vince Coleman.
Yep.
29.
Bingo. Look at him go. You had to, but that's, that
26 was the other choice.
That made you sweat.
But when I closed my eyes, I could see Vince. It's kind of a bizarre thing.
It's a visual
ability
thing.
I have.
It's a visual thing, though. You can picture
a little bit.
That is terrifying. Willie McGee,
51.
Okay, moving on. You said it with such confidence. I don't even need to fact check you, but I will anyway. Willie McGee was in fact number 51.
Yes.
Andy Van
18.
Slyke. Okay, look at this, such confidence. Daryl Porter,
15.
Okay, now we're into the bench. Now, if you start
getting
the
bench. Wait a minute.
Bench,
have we covered every starter?
We have not hit Jack. Oh, Jack Clark. Excuse me. Jack Clark.
Oh, goodness.
Now, this is tough because he wasn't a Cardinal. He was a bunch of other people, a bunch of other teams. So
now, see, that one should be easy.
Uh-huh.
It is. It just came to me.
What is it?
22.
Bingo.
Boom, baby.
Look at him go. Look at him go. He's 9 for 9, actually.
Got
the whole team except for Tom Nieto.
23.
Okay. Should I even check that one? How confident are you?
I'm fairly confident.
Tom Nieto being number 23.
There's no more obscure Cardinal from that team than Tom Nieto.
And he hit 205 for his career, and you're going to get his uniform number correct.
That's actually gave him Ted Simmons'
23.
Old number.
23 is
which
is
was
in fact,
sacrilege.
Hall of Famer, Ted Simmons. Okay,
yeah.
How many bench players you want? How about Tito Landrum? Can you get Tito Landrum?
Tough. Oh, that's tough. 21.
Okay, we're gonna find out. Tito Landrum, the suspense is palpable. Did he get it right? Because the pitchers now, are the pitchers just as easy as the hitters?
I got to really concentrate.
Okay, because we'll do the pitchers here in a second. This is it's intense. Tito Landrum, come on, load for me. Load for me. I'm dying.
You got
21.
There you go.
21.
Tito Landrum, 21.
Ah, that is scary good. Okay, John Tudor.
30.
Okay. Joaquin Andujar.
Tougher.
Okay.
That one's tougher, but I got it.
Okay.
47.
47. These are just some weird numbers to be just knowing off the top of one. This is a scary talent. This is one of those, like, stupid human tricks on Letterman.
It is crazy.
47 is correct. He wore 52 before that, but not for the Cardinals. Danny Cox.
34.
Bob Forsch.
31.
Todd Worrell.
Tough one.
Okay.
I've got to close my eyes. I've got to close my eyes for a second.
Terrifying.
Because that one's tougher.
Okay.
And I'm not sure I'm going to get it.
He wore the same number for the Dodgers his whole career, one number.
I get it, and I'm working hard on it. Okay. This is a very difficult one. I believe it's a 30.
It is.
And I believe it's 36.
It is 38.
Oh.
We have our first.
Oh,
after
that hurts.
15 correct numbers, we have our first. That is absolutely terrifying.
That hurts me so badly.
I'm very much impressed, though, at the same time that I'm sort of scared by that ability.
I've had this ability since
that was 30
forever. I don't know why.
It was 35 years ago.
But I don't.
That's crazy.
I can't explain it. You just, it comes to memory.
Well, and I have those moments too where somebody will say something or there'll be a movie or something that will come out and some fact will just emerge out of your head and you have no idea where it came from.
I feel confident that I could do pretty well on the 64 Cardinals.
Well, I've skipped to 76 because I told you I was going to give you 76.
Okay, let's do a few 76.
Keith Hernandez.
37.
37 is correct. Well played. Actually, that was his second number for the Cardinals. His first number was 18.
There you. I don't
know why.
I have no recollection of 18.
But 37 is good. You said
I blocked that out of my mind.
You said you already knew Ted Simmons' number because
23.
It was 23. It's too easy, but Lou Brock.
20.
Okay. Now, the rest of the 76 Cardinals.
Tough.
You may have a hard time with people like Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson was 10.
Okay, I'm just going to verify, just for our, yep, number 10 is correct.
That's bizarre.
That's scary is what that is. How about the third baseman, Hector Cruz?
Hector Cruz, now that, I'm going to need to close my eyes for a long time.
I finally stumped you
on
that
one. To come up with Hector Cruz. It seems like it was a number in the 20s.
Okay.
If I close my eyes very tight. Hector Cruz.
They're wide open by now, right?
Hector Cruz seems like he was 28.
Okay, I'm gonna look that up now. I am completely.
But that's obscure.
I'm baffled. I'm done if it's 28. It's not 28. It's 25. But still, it was in the 20s, and that's still better than I could have ever thought to do. And one pitcher. We'll do one pitcher. How about that?
Okay.
We'll do Al Hrabowski.
30. Whoa. Hold on a second.
That's the most notable pitcher on this team.
39.
39 is correct.
There you go.
Al Hrabowski. That's terrifying.
There you go.
Good job, Bob. Your bona fides have been fulfilled.
Thanks
you
for
win.
Obliging me. Now, see, Jeff would never give me any credit for any of that.
Well, because in Jeff's mind, and I love how we just blast him when he's
it's
not
okay.
Here. In Jeff's mind, no one is a bigger fan of any team or has ever been or will ever be a bigger fan than he is a fan of the Indians. So for you to display that talent and show your fandom offends his sensibility.
Bothers
because him. He can't do it as an Indian. If I gave him the 97 Indians who lost in the World Series, he wouldn't give me all their uniform numbers. No way. Couldn't do it. Because that's not a talent that he has.
No,
so,
and again, I'm as mystified by it as anybody. I don't get it.
Right.
But for some reason, those numbers became indelible images in my brain. I don't understand it. I feel like I should go on a late night
That's
talk
what I'm saying. You should do that. That is the epitome of a stupid human trick. I love it.
All right. Thanks for listening to that. I'm sure it was highly entertaining for all of you. We'll be back to wrap this Monday edition up. Bob Luce, Jamin Anderson.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.